Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, ESPN 2, the ESPN app, your smart speaker, Sirius XM channel 80. Download the podcast. Good morning, gentlemen.
What up, baby?
Morning.
Okay, South Jersey. Okay, Philly.
Yeah. We're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Oh, there's so many ways you can get in touch with us. 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776. You can tweet us at KeyJ and Max. Guys,
tweet away.
I guess James Harden's working out just fine in Philadelphia so far.
Both ways, huh? Working out on the court and in the gym, it looked like.
They beat a team who's won one game in the month of February.
Yeah, but it just looked right, though.
I hear what Key is saying. They beat a team that won one game. Uno game in the month of February.
It looked right, though.
It looks right. It should look right against the Knicks. Yeah, you got James Harden and Joel Embiid. Joel Embiid went to the free throw line to combine 40 free throw attempts in two damn games. 40.
Well, they got coming up the Cavs, the Heat, the Bulls.
That's
and
why
the Nets.
I want to see it against.
They
that.
Got a nice four game stretch.
I want to see it against that, though.
If they go 2-2 against those teams, that's fine. Yeah. And they ain't going to win fewer than two games. I'm telling you right now, they're going to win at least two of those games.
No, it just looked right. That's all. It just looked right.
But like my thing is, it should look right when you have James Harden and Joel Embiid on the same team.
And Maxey's still dropping 20 a night.
Well, Maxey's different. I mean, Lord knows we need to find where Tobias Harris is. I mean, he's MIA right now for a guy averaging 24 points. Like that's for docking him to figure out. But like I knew what this was going to be. I knew that they were going to be dynamic in pick and roll. I knew
from
that Joel Embiid. Yeah, their games are perfectly suited for each other. They play off each other. I've been trying to tell you all that since day one. I was like, this has a chance to be the best pick and roll the game has seen since Stockton and Malone. Like, so I know what that was going to be. It's about how it looks against teams that are dogs. The Miami Heat, Cleveland Cavs. Like, those. I want to see it against those teams. I expect this to be against the Knicks.
It's time for Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. James Harden, home debut for the Sixers, 26-9-9. Raved about the fans after the game. Listen.
And just excited, man. I love the fans. Just felt like home. You know what I mean? The love, the support, man, from looking around and just, you know, we love you, James. That right there, like, makes me go out there and play harder, and I just wanted to do whatever it takes to get the win.
Can I say something real quick? I love James Harden during the honeymoon phase. I love it because this is what it typically is. This is what it was in Brooklyn. It was in Houston to a degree. It's like that adoration that you have for his game, and it's all warranted, right? I just want to see. I don't really care what the hell James Harden and Joel Embiid do during the regular season, Key.
No.
I want to see when they get punched in the mouth during the playoffs how this team handles adversity together. When things get rough, when people can make the argument that there's been a tendency for James Harden to check out sometimes, I want to see when that moment comes who James Harden is in the face of that moment.
No doubt. See, I feel like it'll be different because you got a veteran coach, Doc Rivers. You got a fan base that is embracing. Philip, one thing about it is that Philadelphia, you hate the fan base if you're an outsider. And if you're doing well in Philadelphia, you love the fan base because they're going to embrace you to a whole nother level. And I think as long as that fan base continues to embrace what they're doing and don't turn on them – and start acting wild, then you're going to see James Harden happy doing the things that he's capable of doing. And I know what you mean when you say the honeymoon phase of things. What do you expect for him to say?
I remember a time when Dwight Howard said that their pick and roll play is unstoppable. So there's just so many things that you can look back at this and say, hey, this kind of mirrors the way James Harden was at other places. Now, that doesn't mean that this is not going to be successful.
He's never played. He did in Brooklyn, but they were never on the court together. And Chris Paul, and it's like he's never played with a complimentary, like a superstar whose game is so complementary to his.
Agreed.
And this is so. This
Capella
is different.
Capella wasn't.
Clint Capella's not on this level.
Yeah, but Joel, yeah, Joel, I know that, but I'm just thinking of a
yeah, he's a nice kinda, role partner. Yeah. He's a pick and roll, but you know he
Joel
can't
Embiid
do all
might
the
be
other
best
things.
Player in basketball right now.
Right, could be. Yeah, I mean, MVP front runner.
Yeah.
And by the way, the Philly fans. One thing about Philly fans,
push you off like that.
They took care of Ben Simmons. This idea that they were rough on Ben Simmons. They coddled Ben Simmons until he like didn't know how to act, and it was repeated. Right. And eventually, they're like, okay, boom.
Shoot.
Right, but also like, and then the way he acted toward them. But for years, they were taking care of Ben Simmons. So this honeymoon phase might last a while. Look at those numbers from Harden and Embiid: points per game, 32.7 for Embiid, 27.3 for Harden. Oh, that fits together real nice. 60 points a game,
Max,
between the two.
Joel Embiid is on his way to be the first center since Shaq to lead the NBA in scoring. As a big. Remember when we talk about what happened to traditional bigs?
Yeah.
They morphed into Joel Embiid.
but what's crazy is Embiid's game plays in any era because he can also take you down low. He's a wide-body 7-footer.
Oh, he would blow.
See, I
think Shaq would have fits trying to guard him. Shaq wouldn't be able to guard him.
But see, I would flow him
on the perimeter all day long.
Shaq?
Huh?
Young Shaq, you mean?
Young Shaq, yeah.
But if Shaq played today, he'd be doing different things.
Yeah,
know?
But young,
you think,
but young
you,
Shaq.
You think Shaq's game would be more
Shaq,
skilled if he were playing today?
No, but
I do.
Orlando
yeah.
Shaq?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm with you, though. That's what I was about to
he'd
say.
He'd be more like Giannis. He'd be like a bulky Giannis.
Yeah. He would be able to handle. Yeah, what?
Because
you say Shaq would be like Giannis?
Jay, yeah, some version
you
of
think
that.
Shaq,
yeah.
I don't know.
You got to think, though, Jay. Back then, they wasn't teaching the same stuff that they teach now.
That's fair.
To you. You know what I'm saying? It just wasn't – the rules were different. It just wasn't that many.
And you also
game.
Have big Shaq from the second half of his career in your mind. Think of young
that's
Orlando
what I said.
Shaq.
Think of Orlando Shaq.
Was an athlete.
I hear
athlete.
What you're saying. He was an athlete, but still, I know scouting reports back when he was a young Shaq where they would just string him out on the perimeter because he still had a hard time guarding
of course.
Pick and rolls. Like, Joel Embiid don't guard pick and rolls. I'm saying I would put Joel Embiid in that situation.
Yeah, yeah. Look, every
– Man, I ain't going up against a young Shaq.
Sports, if you – that's why I always say better or greater. The athletes are always getting, quote-unquote, better.
Skilled,
so that's a ridiculous
story.
More skilled because they learn from the previous generations. They
it's
keep
different.
Evolving.
It's
different.
Just different.
That's why I'm saying you got to look what they did in their era, right? And just
yes.
look how they dominated in their time.
Yes.
Embiid still has a way to go to be Shaq because Shaq did this, what Embiid's doing, every single year.
Remember,
and in the finals.
Think about it, Jay. You played
not
basketball.
That way.
Remember how
no,
it was.
I mean, dominated.
At once upon a time, they wanted the big guard. Then they went to the smaller guard. Now they want
back
the bigger
big
guard. Now they want the guy who can shoot. I mean, it just changes. That's just the way
they're always
going
to want the biggest dude with the most skills.
Are the 76ers the best team in the Eastern Conference?
No, I think it's the Nets healthy.
Healthy Nets, I'm going to go with you.
I'm saying it's 76ers right now.
No, I could hear. I mean,
but
like,
I'm saying
look,
healthy.
It's a good one.
I'm trying to
what's
give
a,
the Nets
what's
the benefit
a healthy Nets?
Every okay,
two
KD
two
and Kyrie.
Dudes at
okay,
home,
okay, so
two dudes at home, three dudes on the road.
I've been on Brooklyn the whole year. I'm about to go on Philly right now because. Mm-hmm. So what I'm saying is, okay, Kyrie's going to play road games. Okay, you have to go and play in Philly. So what's going to happen when Philly has to go to Brooklyn?
Yeah, Kyrie they're down Kyrie.
Right
yeah.
That's with the way they're playing, that's different.
If
now.
It remains like this, where Kyrie is only playing road games,
yeah.
Philly's
that's
won.
That's where it is
Nets,
right now.
Right. Okay.
That's where it is right now.
I'm assuming things change. If they don't, if it stays like this, I'm with you. Philly won, and then Nets might not even be two. Depends. If Kyrie's only playing half the games, we'll see.
You can make a case that the Bucks could be two or the Heat. All I'm saying is that this new private sector mandate is something that I didn't see. Yeah. Nobody even saw it happening in all of basketball until somebody reported it like a couple of days ago. And you're like, wait, there's a private sector mandate now on top of the other mandate that's about to be lifted next week? It's confusing to figure out.
Well, as you know, there is one solution. You can play all the games.
Get vaccinated.
I knew he was going
to. Max.
Why you even lay that out there for him? That was an easy layup.
I haven't had my coffee yet.
That's why as soon as he, I went just like this.
Yep.
Just
Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. So coming up, an unlikely way a quarterback prospect potentially fell down the Eagles draft board. You'll hear that next. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio and ESPN2.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, ESPN 2, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80, and your smart speakers.
If you guys can only hear the conversations we're having right now, we're talking about the greatest lyricist of all time. Hove? You saying this, Hove?
What I'm saying, yes, by yes. far. And the okay. reason I say it is this. His peak... Even if you like two or three dudes' peaks better than Jay, let's say. But it's right there. As Key would say, it's right there, right? But he did it nonstop for a quarter century.
Century, man.
It's like, it's like Hank Aaron in baseball. He maybe never popped 50, but he'd pop 47 every year for 20 years.
Look, man, you know I'm like a cornball when it comes to all the lyrics and all that. But that dude, Jay-Z, I'm good.
It's different.
Hey, different.
What you want me to do? I'm sorry.
What you want me to do? I'm sorry.
Like his, when you stay focused and you listen to it,
yeah, come on,
it's real. Like it ain't some manufactured stuff in the studio. Like it's just off the top of the brain and it's real. Like you can feel. Oh yeah, I live that. I got that.
Come on, this dude.
No, I know it's different.
Yeah, but that's different. Like hip hop to me, it's not like exactly like sports, even though there's a competitive thing in it, in the sense that. Like, my favorite rapper ever, favorite, gets more burn in my ear in my AirPods than anybody, is Ghost. Right?
Ghostface Killer, yeah.
By far. I'm not sitting here saying he's the greatest of all time. Let me convince you and talk you into it. It's subjective, but that's just my favorite.
About Rolls, the Ghost.
The Ghost rolls? No, I'm just kidding.
He knows who Ghostface is.
He does not rock with East Coast
no,
rap.
At all.
I love it.
At all.
He's like, rock with Jay.
He's like, RZA, who y'all talking about? Ghostface?
I thought you were talking about the baseball player.
That was my reaction, too.
What'd you say, James?
So that was my reaction, too. I didn't know who RZA was.
I was like, oh, good man. I'm interviewing RZA today. Wait. Come on.
Oh,
put some respect on RZA's
check this
name.
Out. Oh, yeah. RZA, he's rapping now?
So your favorite is your favorite. It's different than in sports where it's like, this dude just beat that dude.
Yeah.
It's a little different.
Come on, transition that.
We're presented by Progressive Insurance, protecting your business with specialized coverage for your commercial vehicles. More at ProgressiveCommercial.com. A good transition. You like that?
Get that read in.
NFL Combine workouts for quarterbacks, tight ends, and wideouts starts today. Teams have been conducting interviews with players already, though. UNC quarterback Sam Howell told reporters yesterday the weirdest thing he's had to do with the Combine so far. Listen.
Honestly, no question comes to mind, but probably the craziest thing I had to do is I walked in one meeting, I had to shoot like basketballs on a mini hoop. That was probably the craziest thing I've had to do so far. Actually, it was the Eagles. Yeah, it was the Eagles. They had to shoot on the mini hoop. I only made like 2 out of 5, so probably not high up on their board right now.
Key, let me start with you. What's the weirdest? Like, the combine is just weird.
The NBA combine is the same way, by the way.
I want to know from both of you, like, what's the weirdest thing you had to do with the NFL combine, Key?
The weirdest thing, I wouldn't necessarily call it weird, but the Giants, so they got all these rooms, and you got to go to all these different rooms real quick. You know, somebody, you're walking down the hallway, they may grab you. Look at young Key Fresh, that chain, look at that earring.
Ooh, go ahead,
hey,
boy.
Money. But
got
so,
that thin mustache, go ahead.
You always look mad back then. Even when you were happy, you looked mad somehow.
No, God, I look skinny. I mean,
why don't you got to get off that James Harden diet plan, brother?
That's that Dave Chappelle key right there.
You ain't gonna never get back to that. That's a wrap.
That's playing weight.
You gonna
right
have
there.
To starve yourself to get back to that.
It's the James Harden man. You just lay off the booze and the salt, and in 2 days you could be in shape. Look at Harden.
I still got the same haircut.
Lean and meme right there. Wow,
jeweled up though.
Mm. Iced out. Get your wait, money,
let
boy.
Me, let me stop.
It looks like your kid or something, man.
Y'all need to stop. But so when you go to all these little different rooms, they grabbing you as you're walking down the hallway. Teams are grabbing you and say, hey, I want to interview. I need you to come in. whatever. I only had like maybe like three interviews. It was the Jets, the Jaguars, and then the Giants.
And you were the presumptive number one overall.
It wasn't even
close.
It wasn't even going to be close. Keep it in 100. And so
I know, just the way you said it, though. Go ahead.
And so, you see me. I've got swag. I'm that dude, you know, so I'm feeling myself. The Giants, Jeremiah Davis, I think was his name. He was like the head guy at the time in the scouting department. And he said, hey, Keyshawn, we're thinking about taking you at 5. So, I'm smiling. I'm like, yeah, okay,
I definitely
cool.
ain't going at 5.
I'm like, it's cool. And he says, but you have to take this psychological evaluation test that we give to all our prospective draftees. I'm like, oh, no, man, how long is that? It was like long. It was like a couple hours or something like that at the time. I was like, no, I ain't going to be able to do it. He said, well, you have to do it or else we got to take you off our board, which means we're not going to draft you at 5 and you may fall. I said, I ain't worried about it. I ain't going to fall. Y'all can take me off the board. And that day, so, yeah.
The Jets are taking me off the board.
They was just like, this dude, man, where y'all get this kid from? I was like, oh, well, because I already knew.
It's a waste of your time.
I already knew if I wasn't going 1,
yeah.
I was going to 2 with the Jaguars because we had already did the deal. Way before, we had already basically did the deal with the Jags. The Jags and Coughlin was trying to get me to basically tick off the Jets to drop to them at 2.
See, I had this one by the Golden State Warriors because the Warriors had a top 3 pick, and it was Houston first. I knew Houston was going to take Yao Ming too. Damn it, 7-6.
You got drafted the year a dude 7-6
anyway.
From the biggest market on the planet got drafted.
The worst.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you.
Out of all the drafts. So I'm like, how come I didn't come out the year before? Yeah.
I would have took him at 7-6 too. Jay.
Yeah, I would have taken him too.
Even if he couldn't play.
I got it.
But also.
Hey, you see, the Mike and Ike drills, where they take the ball. My man was not even jumping. He was just dunking the ball. I was like, yeah, he's going to be
but
the
also,
first
if
pick.
You want to open up the Chinese market,
yeah,
Houston's still number one in China from that dude.
Even if he was a big for no reason, I would have still just took him.
Yeah. And he could play, too.
I'll tell you this great story. I'll tell you about it later, but it's different. Anyway, I'll never forget. So the Warriors had me. They had a ball, and I'm sitting there, and they're like, all right, dribble the ball, and touch your nose at the same time. And then they asked me the wallet story. Can we talk about it? And I don't know if you guys have heard it, but it's something that's been asked NFL Combine, NBA Combine all the time. So I'm touching my nose, dribbling the ball, and they're like, if you see a wallet in the middle of a hotel lobby, and there's $1,000 in the wallet, what do you do? And, natural instinct for me, I was like, I take the money and I give the wallet to the hotel lobby.
So you're going to go to jail, though, Jay.
What do you mean?
Because the money's supposed to be in the wallet.
I found the wallet. There was no money in it. That's not me.
And then when they check your pockets,
and the guy
you don't have the money.
Wait, the guy had the little notepad. The guy had the little notepad. I was like, So I was like, oh, damn, did I say should I have said that? I had no idea what happened. I mean, I still went second.
You started patting Jay down looking for his money.
That's the same story that Jay just told Jacksonville and Mike Hughes at the time, who was the, I think it was like the general manager of the Jaguars. So we in the room, he gave the same story that Jay just gave to me. He said, hey, if you walk past the wallet and you see it, 1, are you going to pick it up? 2, are you going to take the money out? 3, are you just going to leave it, or give it back to the person? I said, no, I'm going to pick it up. I'm going to take the money. I'll put the wallet back down, keep it moving. They was like, that's the guy we want on our team.
It didn't matter what your answer was. He's our guy.
Throw a lock on your locker, though. Be sure to throw a lock on the locker.
It was just like.
In that locker room.
I think it was more about my upbringing and stuff like that. Like, yeah, okay, we see this.
And also,
this
they want to know
how you process things
quickly.
This is real.
Jay, that's what they had. Touch your nose while you're dribbling.
Process
although, in
things.
Your case, it's a little easier. You kind of can't miss, right?
Yeah. Because think about it, though, Max.
Wait, you hear Max get a big nose joke?
Jay, not big. I have a big nose. Wide.
No.
Mine is long. Believe me, you're better off. You're better off wide than long, right?
I'll show you a picture of Jay and his nose in a minute when we get the commercial break.
Shut up, man.
But it's more about when you're doing that, it's more about the upbringing of an individual.
Yeah.
So when you grew up poor like me in poverty, and I sit there and I lie to them at the combine, that's a trick.
Right.
They know damn well I'm going to take the money out.
Right.
So, if
so you're
I
not being real.
Like,
you're not being authentic.
Exactly. But what's that? I'm going to take it and give it to the police. But they'll be like, you lying.
But so much of it is BS. Like, that's really going to affect whether they take you at two or one or not.
No. A lot of this stuff is a waste of time.
It's a waste of time.
But they want to get, you have to get to know who that person is. Because if I know you lying to me,
but wait,
I cannot trust you.
If you want to get to know someone, spend some time with them. That's the only way to get to know.
I'm telling you guys right now. Like, some of my friends are owners of teams. They already know who you are. Mm. They have people that have been on campus. I know basketball.
Oh, yeah.
They have people that have been on campus that have been
talking to the parking
people.
Lot attendant, talking to everybody.
Talking to everybody about how you interact with them, what your mannerisms are, how you think. If there's a record for you, they know everything about you already.
They've already done their homework. They scrubbed the deck on me and couldn't come back with anything and couldn't realize why. It was like, did you pay everybody off early or something? It's like, no, I'm just a nice guy. People like me. What do you want me to do?
Well, you had to have money before to pay people off.
I never said I didn't. I went to USC. Doesn't mean I didn't work in the summertime. It was legal to work in the summertime.
I worked in the summer.
Work in the summertime.
Coming up, does Tom Brady sound like a guy that misses playing football already? He's a couple weeks out of the game. City. We're going to tell you next.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
People say, what do you want to do after football? And I'm like, what do you mean after football? There's nothing after football. This is what, you know, I was born to do, and this is what I enjoy doing more than anything else.
Breaking news, Tom Brady is retiring after 22 spectacular seasons in the NFL.
It's on the Mount Rushmore of all-time great athletes.
Someone who was a six-round draft pick to winning seven Super Bowl rings, the greatest and most accomplished quarterback to play the game of football.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio, ESPN2, ESPN App, Series XM, Channel 80, and your smart speakers. Who else they got on there? They got Nate Dogg on there. They got Saigon on there. They got a whole bunch of dudes on that track. Ling, 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 ling when they ring off. Slot machines, ling, 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 ling when they ring off.
Stop.
That's right.
Rapping. Just hating on it. Let him
Let me tell you the difference. I'm going to get to it when I get. Let me tell you the difference between Ghost and other the way other brains work. He said slot machines. He didn't say ring, ring, or ding, ding like someone else. He said ling, ling, because that's the sound the slot machine makes. Precision.
I know what to throw in front of Max. I could throw rap in front of Max.
Yeah, and it's like
boxing.
Yeah, yeah, I can't. Yeah. I got to follow like a string, right? Like a cat.
Here's some boxing for you. Here's rap.
Giants offensive line. There are a couple
Giants,
things I can't.
Yeah, New York Giants.
I can't help it.
Dallas.
I can't help it.
Yeah,
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, presented Justin by Progressive Herbert. Insurance. So
Justin guys, Herbert, too.
Yeah, Justin Herbert.
Joe Burrow. Hey,
yeah, yeah.
Oh, Joe Burrow. Here's a little Joe Burrow. Come
where,
on,
where, where? Where? Where?
Here, Maxie. Joe Burrow.
It's true. Guilty. Is Tom Brady really done with football? Before we get to what Brady said on Sirius XM earlier this week, let's hear what Bucks GM Jason Light's strategy was when it comes to if he thinks Brady will be back. Let's hear how he's thinking about it.
I think with a Tom Brady, I personally never want to completely close the door. Now, I don't have any information that suggests that he is going to come back. I mean, I'm very good friends with him. We haven't talked about that. I don't want to apply any pressure, but in that regard right now, but he's, You know, he's Tom Brady. If a Tom Brady wants to come back, we'd welcome him back. It just depends. We have a little time here before free agency hits. Depends on what we do in free agency. Not saying that we're by any means we're planning on this happening. I just made a remark this morning that we'll leave a light on for him.
Leave the light on for Tom Brady. Meantime, what about his coach? So that's the GM. Going to leave the light on. Bruce Arians sounds open to Brady coming back if he changes his mind. I imagine he would be. Here's coach.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. You know, if Tom wants to come back, they're open arms, brother. and our whole locker room's that way. So, yeah, we'll see how that goes. I don't think it's going to happen, but we've got to prepare for next year.
See, I don't know if I believe Jason Light, though, when he says that he talks to Tom, he's his friend, but he didn't talk to him to apply any pressure. I don't know if I believe that. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I'm talking to you, I may not be applying any pressure.
You have an agenda.
But I'm talking to you, right? So I might, like, float it. Hey, man, the guys really miss you in the locker room. You know, I was talking to so-and-so, Mike Evans. He's just wondering if you're still working out with you know, that trick kind of to hear, to see. But I don't think Tom Brady's going back to play.
Oh, really?
I just don't.
Okay. Mm-hmm. This dude was making noise about coming back like the day after he retired, right? Listen, let's see if you still feel this way, Key, after you hear this. Here's Brady on Tuesday on the Fred Couples Show on Sirius XM PGA Tour Radio. Listen.
I wish I had a clear vision of what the future holds, but I think for me there's, you know, a lot of there's a lot of great things ahead and a lot of great opportunities. I know I said right after football season I was looking forward to spending time with my family, and I've done that the last 5 weeks, and I know there'll be a lot more of that too. So you know, I like staying busy, that's for sure. I played a little bit of golf, and I'm actually going to see my parents tonight, which will be a real highlight for me on their turf. I'll be sleeping in the same bed I slept at when I was a kid. I don't think my mom knows I'm coming home yet, so it's just between my dad and I is a little bit of a surprise. So looking forward to that, looking forward to some golf in the next few days and some more family time, and then we'll figure out where we go from there.
Yo, that's so hilarious.
You remember when all this happened? What's the first thing I said to both you and Key? You guys were dying laughing about it.
Yeah.
I was like, yo,
he's going to spend some time with the family.
You love your family, but it gets to a certain point. Listen to what he said. You know, I've done that for the last 5 weeks, and, you know, I'm sure I'll do that some more. And you know, I'm going to play some golf, and then I'm going to go home and see my mom and dad and sleep in my own bed, you know, and that'll be fun. My mom doesn't know I'm coming yet, but my dad does, and then I'll probably play some more golf. Thomas, like, look, he's like, please give me something to do.
And now, please. Key, so there's that. That's undeniable what that sounds like. Now factor in the fact the dude was basically the best player in football when he, like, a month ago. Right? He was still the best in the world, basically. Does that sound like a dude who plans on hanging him up for good?
He's just... Tom is calculated on how he wants to deliver a message. That's all. He's got a lot of things. Like you said, I got a lot of things going on. There's some things that I want to do. You know, I understand what Jay is saying about it sounds like. He's like, I enjoy being with my family. I've been with him now. His time is up. But that's not what he's saying.
I've been with him now for 4 weeks, 6 days, 4 hours and 11 seconds.
Throughout the course, like right before summertime, like when does training, like when you guys all get together and that process start?
Before,
like I know in basketball, like
training camp.
Yeah.
So they'll go through. So the way that OTAs. The sequence works, now the draft, then there'll be a mini camp, then the OTAs start. OTAs usually start shortly after mini camp and run to about. Mid-June.
Okay.
And then you have off basically from mid-June all the way to when training camp starts. You usually get about another 3 to 4 weeks off before you actually start training camp in mid-July.
I'm just curious when things start to warm up a little bit and teammates start to go back.
Well, here's the problem that you're going to have, though, Jay, is like Jason Light was saying there, free agency is getting ready to start. So now the free agency is starting, money is being spent. Mm-hmm. I need that money that Tom Brady had on those books to be able to spin for other players.
I don't think he's coming back for the Bucks.
They're not going to send him nowhere else, though. They're not going to send him anywhere else.
And how much are you willing to give up?
Yeah, they're not going
to send another team.
Okay. Send
Bruce Arians
joking
around like, oh, yeah, we'll take
they're
5 ones.
They're not going to do the San Francisco 49ers any favors, if that's what you're thinking.
I don't know. You get, as I said, the same Aaron Rodgers. You give him Jimmy G, draft pick, this
and
that.
They don't have anything to give them.
But like, oh, I'm saying San Francisco gives the Bucks.
They don't have anything to give
Jimmy
them.
Jimmy G.
That's it.
A draft pick or this.
A draft
or that.
Pick for him ain't going to work, even if he is 50.
The point is, if Tom Brady's stance is, I'm done, the only thing I would consider is maybe coming back for the Niners. That's all he'd have to say, and they would figure something out.
Yeah, he's not.
I wouldn't.
He's not.
Let me do the key. I'm going to do the key, Jay. Watch this. They'll figure it out. But key, there's a deadline, and they'll move. They'll figure it out. Something off the books. They'll cut this guy.
They won't do it. No, he's not going to come back. You know, and you got the free agency. They got to go sign another quarterback, possibly. I mean, all of those sort of things.
Yeah, it's unlikely.
It's unlikely. It's good. He gives us something to talk about every single day because we need content. But he ain't coming back.
Wait, no. I'm saying it's unlikely he comes back and plays for the Niners this year.
Tom Brady in the conference.
So I said they're not going to do San Francisco any favors.
That's a whole separate conversation. This whole thing about in the conference, to me, you play him one time a year, I'm not worried about that.
But
so you might win, you might lose.
Remember what I tell you. It affects you, not just playing somebody once.
Well,
if they beat this person, beat that person, who now all of a sudden is a tiebreaker.
To me, Brady's a little different because Brady has shown the ability to make deep playoff runs every year.
What if you run into them with run into the Buccaneers in the playoffs? If you're San Francisco, now you got to play the Bucs.
Yeah.
And Tom Brady, you're not doing that.
Oh, you're saying you're saying what if the Bucs have to play the Niners?
Yeah.
And Niners got Tom Brady now. Yeah.
You don't want to do
that. In Tom Brady's case, I might say, yeah, trade him out of the conference. That's one dude where I might be like, all right, let's see you.
An offensive lineman are very bad. You never trade.
I just don't subscribe
a skill
to
position
that.
Player within the conference.
People
Max,
are just
what
too scared,
to
man.
Give
who cares?
Up to get him? Like you will give up so many pieces. If you're Tom, you're saying, well, by the time you guys give all that up,
I ain't got nothing left.
Let's move off of this year to San Francisco. To me, what that sounds like is.
I'm with you.
One way or another, this dude is not done playing NFL football.
That little scratch is starting to.
If he don't play this year, he's done.
I don't know, man. He sounds like he wants to play.
I don't think you can sit a year out of the NFL and then come back and play the following year.
At 50.
Brady, let's say he's only half as good as he is now, sitting a year out. He's still better than average.
The consistency that your body takes from the training, the playing, the getting hit like that.
You got
to take a year off that, man.
Maybe that's why he's making noise.
And also remember this, Max. It's all like when people hold out, you're the only guy around. Everybody else is playing football.
Yeah.
They're at practice. You're the only one around.
But Brady
sitting
got
at home.
But Brady got so much experience, though.
It doesn't
it's
matter.
A little different.
If I'm sitting out doing football season and I'm trying to train and do my stuff, everybody's playing. Who am I throwing to?
Okay,
Julian
Edelman? So you know what you're saying to me? He's going
to
play this year? If that's the case, he's going to play this year?
He's not playing.
Listen to him.
You
he
hear
can't
his
take
voice
it already. He said, I'm going to go out. I got to take out the garbage. And then
all,
I have to take the kid.
First of all, he's concentrating on his production company.
Uh-huh.
We've seen that with his movie.
He's doing a movie.
We've seen that.
He's producing
content. He's going to obviously concentrate on TB12 and whatever other stuff they probably got going on. And once he gets into that routine.
But here's the thing, though.
All
that stuff it's not the same. And it will keep him busy. There's nothing wrong with him staying busy. But I'm just it's like, especially when world is around athletes. When
you
see it all the time, man, that's a hard thing just to all of a sudden stop scratching when you're at the pinnacle of your career,
you have,
it feels like at that age.
When you retire, you have the itch that first year.
Mm-hmm.
If he can get through the first year.
Then he's done.
If he can get through the first year.
I don't think he can.
I think he can.
I think he's struggling right now.
All he's got to do because of the position that he plays is get to the first opening day because the position that he plays. If he gets to opening day.
But Key, here's how you get away. You don't talk about it. You don't have to. And all the things he's doing in the media, all the things he's doing with his business, he's constantly going to be asked questions about it.
All you have to say is, I'm retired, guys. He's not saying
He's saying that.
I have no idea what the future holds. He's basically saying, I don't know what to do with myself right now. I want to play football. My family basically made me retire. I don't know if I really want to retire. That's what I hear when he talks. I don't know if I really want to. They've sacrificed so much for me. I feel guilty about I want to sacrifice for them, but it is a sacrifice. I said from the beginning, if Tom Brady would have said, I'm missing it. I don't want to miss this with the family. I need to get, I'm feeling that pull, and I got the football out of my system. I'm done. I believe he was retired. What he in fact said was, my family has sacrificed so much for me. I still love playing football, but it is time for me to sacrifice for them. I don't believe he's done.
Done.
Keyshawn J. Willimax is brought to you by Mako. Scratches, dents, and dings on your car? When life throws you uh-ohs, just say, better get Mako. Go to Mako.com today.
Now we have Kyler Murray. He doesn't follow the Cardinals anymore. If you are part of the Cardinals organization, what are you thinking right now?
We've given this dude everything that he needed to be successful. If he hadn't been successful, that's a him problem.
Why would you not follow your team that you play for on social media?
The Cardinals extended GM Steve Keim and head coach Cliff Kingsbury yesterday.
Uh-oh. Who's next?
Kyler Murray's still waiting for his extension. So what if Kyler doesn't get his money and demands a trade? Let's play better, worse, or the same with Kyler Murray. James, take it away.
Hi, guys.
Hey, James.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Wonderful.
Great.
Absolutely.
Excellent. Just
peachy. Right, so better, worse, or the same.
Extra
this
mayo
is
for me,
if
please.
They had Kyler Murray as their quarterback. So we'll start out with the Seahawks. Better, worse, or the same with Kyler Murray as their quarterback.
I think they're the same with Kyler Murray as their quarterback. Very similar skill set to Russell Wilson, although Russell Wilson is a little more durable than Kyler Murray. Yeah, he had the finger problem, but that's not an injury that I would worry about as much as I would worry about Kyler Murray's lower extremity injuries that he's come on with in his career.
I think they're better. I mean, just Murray brings more of the running game to the table. And I get, like, you talk about, we don't want Russell Wilson dropping back, throwing the ball 40, 50 times per game. Look, health is always going to be an issue for any quarterback. But I think they would be a better team if they had Kyler Murray.
I'm with Key J for the reason he pointed out. You're right. At their best, they would be a better team. But this dude can't stay healthy so far at the same efficiency throughout the course of the season. So I think in the end, it comes out in the wash. He'll hit you a higher peak. And in the end, when he starts to fall off, it's about a wash with Russell Wilson. That's what I'd say. Okay. The same.
All right.
Up next, better, worse, and the same with Kyler Murray as their quarterback, the San Francisco 49ers.
I think they would be better. I think it would be better with Kyler Murray at the quarterback spot. But again, same problem, Jimmy Garoppolo. Can he stay on the football field? I think you have to factor that into the equation when you're thinking about it. But Trey Lance have a very similar skill set to Kyler Murray. So you got a guy there that's bigger, probably a little more durable than Kyler Murray. But I think if you flopped Kyler Murray for Jimmy Garoppolo, the 49ers would be a better football team.
Look, for every team that we're going to talk about, we're going to utilize the health of Kyler Murray as an excuse, right? But let's just talk on the field. They're a better team.
Yeah,
are you kidding me? Like, they're such a better threat. And can you imagine Kyler Murray under Kyle Shanahan's offensive?
No.
Oh, stop.
Jay, they're better, but the difference between – it's not everything is the health, because the difference between this comparison to the Seahawks is Russell Wilson's more dynamic than Jimmy Garoppolo, right?
Yes.
So you have a higher bar to clear in terms of the
Fair.
Health, right? The Niners would be better with Kyler Murray. They'd be I might pick him to win the Super Bowl if Kyler Murray was on the team. Like, that would be an impossible situation in that offense to me. Yeah.
All right, we're playing better, worse, or the same with Kyler Murray as their quarterback. Next up, the Tennessee Titans. Better, worse, or the same with Kyler as their quarterback?
Probably better. I think Tennessee's philosophy is they're going to run the football, and they're going to do a lot of dynamic things in terms of pushing the pile. We watched them with Derrick Henry do those sort of things. Ryan Tannehill, in terms of his ability to throw the football, is nowhere near Kyler Murray's. But I think you put him in Tennessee, you That's now right. take away Kyler Murray's best asset, which is him running the football and not Derrick Henry. But they will be better.
I think they'll be Super Bowl contenders. I mean, they already were with Ryan Tannehill. But did you see Ryan Tannehill down the stretch? Now you combine him with Derrick Henry and those wideouts? I mean, now, Key, you do bring up the interesting, like, in a lot of play action, how would Kyler Murray handle that, right? Because you would be doing a lot of play action off Derrick Henry, considering his sides, trying to see things come, but still,
better.
It seems dynamic.
Better. Next. Better.
Okay, better, worse, the same. Kyler Murray is their quarterback.
Better.
Cleveland. Oh.
Better. Better.
Next.
Better. He's a better version of a similar kind of like college offensive situation. Better version of it. He's
better
faster.
Version, better. Browns, better. Better version of Baker Mayfield. Baker Mayfield.
He's fast and Baker's not. I mean, you know.
Yeah, they're both small.
But and they can both throw, Kyler but he's fast.
Yeah, I don't know if Baker can throw like Kyler.
Maybe not. Maybe Kyler's even Kyler a little. Got, but I think Kyler, Baker can throw, but Kyler can sling it.
Yeah, Kyler got something with that ball throwing it.
Yeah,
right?
Oh,
he can throw the ball. I'm going to lie about that.
All right, then up next, the Eagles. Better, worse, or the same with Kyler Murray as their quarterback?
I think that they're probably going to be – I think it'll be worse off with Kyler Murray as their quarterback because I like Jalen Hurts and what Jalen Hurts has been able to do in a short period of time and continue to get better week in and week out for the Philadelphia Eagles. You know, I won't say worse. What I would say is the same. I think the Eagles would possibly be the same.
Yeah, I think the Eagles would be slightly better. I think it's the Eagles' hopes that they will get Jalen Hurts to actually develop into a Kyler Murray, essentially. So I think right now it would be slightly better.
Better with Kyler Murray. I like Jalen Hurts, but I agree with Jay. When he flashes, he looks like, oh, could he be like Kyler Murray? Kyler Murray is Kyler Murray. Better, I would say.
All right, better, worse, the same with Kyler Murray as your quarterback. I think he's going to yell at me for this one, but the Dallas Cowboys, better, worse, or the same with Kyler as their quarterback.
Worse. Worse. I don't think Kyler Murray is a better quarterback than Dak Prescott. I'm not going to scream at you. No, not at all. I think Dak Prescott has a ton of ability. I like the stature, bigger. I think they would be a worse team with Kyler Murray.
I think they would be better with Kyler Murray.
I agree with Jay. I will say this, though, Jay. I think Dak is a leader.
Oh, I agree.
And I for that reason, I might take Dak because of leadership qualities. But on the field performance, I think Dallas is better with Kyler.
Well, we haven't had that conversation about how the locker room is affected.
Yeah,
because that's a whole. I'm just whole other strictly thing. Talking on the field.
On the field, better
right now.
On the he's faster. I think he throws it better too.
All right, I got one more for you. Better, worse, than the same. Kyler Murray is their quarterback. The Packers, but if they have Jordan Love,
really?
What? That's better. A question.
All right.
Better.
Well, then the Packers.
Better!
The Packers, if it's Aaron Rodgers, then.
Worse.
Right, well, that was easy then. That was easy.
There you go.
Next.
One more. Better, worse, or the same. Kyler Murray as their quarterback, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Or
with
Tom
Brady retired?
With Brady retiring?
Well, yeah, we don't know. Is he retired? Is he not retired?
I would say Kyler Murray makes the Buccaneers better. Yeah.
Here's the question. You have to guess whether Brady would come back for the Bucs this year or take Kyler Murray right now. What are you doing?
I'm taking Kyler Murray.
I'm taking Kyler Murray.
I think I'm going to bet on Brady coming back. Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max here on ESPN Radio. That was better, worse, or the same. Nice job, James.
James.
Coming up.
Thanks.
Extra mail,
oh,
please.
Do we have things coming up. Hear about what Matt LaFleur said about Aaron Rodgers, what the latest is? Oh, you're about to hear about it. Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting lectricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.